his friends. This year should be a special schus l'nishmas Rabbi Eliyahu ben Menachem Mendel HaKohen. In Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Vav, in Maseches Kelim, it says in the Mishnah, Pika Shel Mateches, Pika is like this ball that you put on top of a spindle where you would spin thread, and it's heavy, it holds it down. So this peak of mateches, of metal, Rabbi Akiva says tami, Chachamim say tahor. The Rambam explains that this peak is there to weigh down the kush, which is the wooden bar that it's connected to. So that they would be shozeh the chut, they would spin the thread on this wood, and the peak is there to serve the wood. And the Rambam says it has no shame bifnei atzma, it has no independent name. It only has a shame levai. You call it a pika shel kush, since it only has a shame levai. It's not makabel tuma, and the halacha is like the chachamim. The Tosfos Yontif said, what's the machlokas Rabbi Akiva and the chachamim? Let's go to the street and ask. What do they call a pika? If they call a pika shel mateches, it's tar. They call it just a pika, it has a shame bifnei atzma, it's tame. So why don't we just ask people? So Tosfos Yontif says, taka mar kase velo pligi. The chachamim were talking about where they lived. There it's tar because it doesn't have a shem b'fnei atzma. Rabbi Akiva's tomb where he lived, it's tame because it does have a shem b'fnei atzma. So you see that according to the Tosfos Yontif, they're not arguing. But the Rambam writes halacha k'chachamim. So you see there is an argument between Rabbi Akiva and the chachamim. So the Tosfos Yontif blabs with the tzarechim. What's talking the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the chachamim? The Rambam writes in the 10th parak of Achaz Kelim that this peak of Mateches is tar because it serves the wood. It's Mishamish as Eitz, it's Mishamish the Kush, the beam, the rod that it's on. And it's strange that the Rambam writes that, because in this Perush Mishnayos the Rambam says that it's tar because it only has a Shem Levi. And here he says that it's tar because it's Mishamish as Eitz. So which one is it? So the Mishnah Achrona asked from the Mishnah in Parah. There it says that if you have a kushel ruban is this beam of this spindle that you spin around it, this material with which you make mats, like these reeds with which you make mats. So this kush ruban lo yazit, when the kush becomes tameh, you shouldn't sprinkle on the kush, you shouldn't sprinkle on the pika. And if you did, you're yotze. The Rambam explains that this kli has three chalakim. It has the gufa eitz, where you put the actual chut. Then at the edge you have a tzinora. You have this, like this, looks like the top of a hanger, which is made of barzel, which is kabel tuma. And then towards the head there's a pika, this ball which weighs it down. So the Iker Kli is the Tzinora. And therefore the Mishnah says that you should sprinkle Mechatos on the Tzinora, because the Tzinora is the Iker Kli, and not on the other two parts. If you sprinkle the other two parts, it's tar, but it's not the ideal. So we see from this Mishnah that the Kush is Mekabel Tum, even though it's Pshute Kliyates, because it's Mishamish the Tzinora, which is a Kli Mateches. So why is the Pika in our Mishnah Tahora? Because it's Mishamish the Eitz. The Eitz itself is Tameh, because it's Mishamish Mateches. So to explain Shitas HaRambam, says HaGon Ramosh Shapir Zatzal, we see that the Pika is only Mishamish the Eitz, it's not Mishamish the Tzinora. That's because the Pika is in order that the Chut should be woven around the wood, the wooden rod, the wooden beam, the Kush. And it's also called a pika shel kush. So the pika mitzad atzma is mishamish the eitz, not the barzel, not the mateches. So the mahus is to be mishamish the eitz, not the tzinora. We see in the Mishnah later on, in the 13th parak of Mishnah Vav, that eitz that's mishamish mateches is tame, and mateches that's mishamish eitz is tar. And the explanation is that even though pshutei kli eitz are tahorim, when they're mishamish the mateches, they're makabel the chashivas of mateches, and therefore they're makabel tuma, even though they're still pshutei kli eitz. So if the wood is mishamish the metal, it's tar. It's it's tame. And if metal is mishamish the wood, it's tar. And the reason metal is mishamish, wood is mishamish, metal is tame, is because they get the chashivas of the matechas. It says the chashivas of the matechas is makabel tuma, like matechas. So now, what would be the din with matechas? That's mishamish eitz. That's mishamish matechas. Is it makabel tuma or not? And that's exactly our case of pika, because the pika is called a pika shel kush. It doesn't have a shame bifnei atzmo, and therefore the pika is considered that it's mishamish the eitz, the kush. However, when everything is connected, the pika to the kush with the tsinora, everything is going to be tummy, like we see in the Mishnah in Para. Because everything is mechuber, and the ikar kli is the tsinora. And then the connection of the pika to the tsinora is going to be effective to allow you to be metar the pika, and then the tsinora is also tar. But if the pika is not connected to the eitz, or if the eitz will be connected to the pika without the tsinora, then the pika is tahora. Because be'etzim inyana, it's to be mishamesh the eitz, not the tzinor. Only when it's connected to the tzinor, it's going to be tar, tame. But when it's just connected to the eitz, it's not tame. And even though this eitz, its purpose is to be mishamesh the mateches, but when it's separate, it still has a din of shutei kli eitz. And the pika is only mishamesh it, and not the tzinor. And that's the svara of the Chachamim. The Chachamim hold that, you know why in our Mishnah, the pika is tahar? Because the pika is mishamesh the eitz, and if it's not connected, even though the eitz is ultimately going to be mishamesh the tzinor, as long as they're not connected, it doesn't matter. It's mishamesh the eitz, and the eitz bifnei atzmo is not makabel tuma. So therefore, this pika is not going to be makabel tuma. And then this Rabbi Kiva argues that hayos, that since this eitz is mishamish the mateches, therefore this pika is considered that it's also mishamish the mateches, because it's mishamish eitz, which is mishamish mateches. So it emerges then that the Rambam in the Perush Mishnayis complements the Rambam and the Yad. In the Perush Mishnayis, the Rambam is talking about a pika independently. Why is it tahara? Ki ein l'shem bifnei atzma. And when the pika is connected to the kush without the tzinora, then the chisaron is not that it doesn't have a shem bifnei atzma. It's tar because it's mishamish the eitz, and that's the din of the Rambam and the halachas. Then when you talk about a pika bifnei atzma, so let's look at the pika. Does it have a shame or does it not have a shame? Bifnei atzma doesn't. It's called a pika shel. It's called a. It's called a pika of a kush. People say pika shel kush. So it doesn't have a shame bifnei atzmo. Once you connect it to the wood, so you're going to tell me that there's no chisaron of it not having a shame bifnei atzmo, because now it's mishamish wood, and this wood ultimately is going to be mishamish the tzinora, so it should be makabel tuma. And the answer is no. We only view it as being mishamish the eitz. We don't view it as being mishamish the tzinora. So when it's by itself, we're done. Does it have a shame bifnei atzmo? Does it not have a shame bifnei atzmo? And the teretz is that it doesn't have a shame bifnei atzmo, so it's tar. When it's connected to the eitz, now we're done with seder. Maybe it's not a problem, or it doesn't have a shame bifnei atzmo. It should be tummy for another reason. It's mishamish eitz, which is mishamish tzinor, which is makabel tuma. And the answer is no. We view it as just being mishamish the eitz. We don't connect it to the tzinora, and therefore the tzinora is taka not connected physically, and therefore it's not makabel tuma. And Rekiva argues, and he says, no, if you have a pika that's connected to a kush, And without a tzinor, it's tame. Why? Because it's connected to the kush, which is mishamish ultimately the tzinora, and therefore, because it's connected, it's the pika subordinate to the kush, it's going to be makabel tum, it's mateches, which is mishamish eitz, which is mishamish mateches, which according to Rabbi Akiva is tame. So that's pretty amazing, and we have more to say on this Mishnah, hopefully in the next shir. Shalom, shalom, sviyasimus, beloved friends.